96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand,
Record with Chivago Lang is sponsored by Royal Fidelity Bank and Trust, Bamboo Shack, World Star Assurance, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
If you feel like you make it down the same road.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232, or 325-4316, or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. I really hope you're doing well today, and thank you for joining us. I want at the beginning of the show to express my condolences on the passing of former Director of Statistics, the Department of Statistics, Mr. Charles Stewart. I had opportunity to engage and interact with Mr. Stewart any number of times, both as a private citizen, as a government official. And I always regarded him as a forthright, quite professional gentleman who was committed to the development of the statistical arrangements in the Bahamas. And I know that in the triumphs and the challenges of that task, he demonstrated tremendous commitment. And so to his family, their passing, and all of those who would have worked with him in the then Department of Statistics, now Bahamas Statistical, National Statistical Institute, deep condolences on his passing. So I have a question that I would like you to engage with me on, but I have to get you to the question first, okay? I don't know if you are familiar with Erik Erikson. He's a famed psychologist. Erik Erikson has a theory of psychological development, which describes the development of a human person throughout the entire lifespan of that person from birth to death. And essentially the theory borders around the fact that as a human being develops from birth to death, in order to move from one stage of development to the next stage of development, they have to resolve a central conflict in that stage. So if they successfully negotiate that particular conflict in that stage, they then get to move on to the next stage. And Erikson describes eight stages in that human development and defines the eight conflicts that have to be resolved in each of those stages. And each stage is associated with a particular age range of the chime. So in stage one, Erickson says, the child has to resolve the conflict of whether to trust or not to trust. That's the central conflict. Do I trust these people or do I not trust these people? And so this is the infancy stage of the child. This is the earliest stage of the child. That first year, when the child but think about it, right? You come into the world, yes, you live in that mother's womb. Yes, that's your father, but you don't know these people, right? And you're cold, warm place, and all of a sudden you're out here in this cold, cool air. You're hungry, and the surrounding isn't familiar. You don't know what is going on, right? And there's these people around you. Do you trust them, or do you not trust them? Now, so long as your caregivers, your mom and your daddy, give you what you require, those basic needs, they feed you, they hug you, they give you warmth, and so forth, you learn to trust them to have your needs met. And so you settle into trust. But if they don't do that, your mistrust continues. You learn to mistrust them. But if you learn to if you resolve it, then you move on to the next stage, stage two, in which Erickson says the central conflict at that stage is autonomy versus shame and doubt. Autonomy versus shame and doubt. So this is a toddler. You know, they're walking about now, moving about, and they're gaining a greater sense of their own personal control. They are in control of themselves. But in the course of doing that, they're trying to be their own self and have control over their own selves. But, you know, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall down. You're going to do things. And now you have to grapple with whether you continue to try and do things on your own or you get enveloped in this shame and doubt from making mistakes. And you come down on yourself and you can't really move on because you become a very doubtful, you become a very guilt-ridden, shame-ridden child. But if you do successfully negotiate this stage, stage two, the toddler becomes a more autonomous being and then moves on to stage three. And Erickson says that this stage of human development, the central conflict for this 3 to 5 year old, remember stage one, the infant, stage two, the toddler, but this 3 to 5 year old now, this stage, the central conflict is taking initiative versus dealing with guilt, okay? So remember now, you're more autonomous, you moved on, you avoided that doubt and shame business, but now you're taking initiative. Mommy and daddy doesn't have to tell you to do everything. You go and play with this, you go and try to fix that, and you're gonna do some things wrong, right? And the question is whether when you do that wrong and you sense that you've done it wrong, maybe you get reprimanded for doing wrong, do you get trapped in a sense of guilt versus the opportunity and power of taking initiative? That's stage three, says Erickson. Right? So if your parents allow you, they encourage you to direct yourself and to get a sense of your own initiative, you learn to be free from being overridden by guilt because you get things wrong. There, I listen to Bahamians sometimes on some of these shows, and I listen to the shame that they try to put on people who have gone in business and maybe didn't succeed at it, people who have gone in politics and maybe didn't succeed at it, or people who have tried to go and make it in Hollywood and didn't succeed at it. And sometimes you hear this sense of, you try this and you don't. Like they want you to be ashamed, as if taking the initiative was a bad thing and not succeeding at it, versus the strength and power you get from the fact that you now know I can self-direct myself. Well, that's stage three. That's the 3 to 5 year old. Once you negotiate that and you become a person comfortable with taking initiative, Erickson says you move on to stage four. Thanks now. So you don't get past stage three where you learn to be comfortable with taking initiative. It becomes difficult to do stage four, in which the central conflict, says Erickson, is industry versus inferiority. All right, so this is the 6 to 11 year old, and this 6 to 11 year old is battling, okay, I can be productive. I can get things done. I can achieve things, whether that's with my friends or in academic activity or sporting activity. I can achieve things, but maybe I'm not doing it as well as other people. So do I take on this inferiority complex versus the encouragement and power of I can get things done? Do I run around thinking I'm not as good as Harry, I'm not as good as Charlie, I'm not as good as Mary, I'm not as good as Jean, but versus, yeah, I may not have done that as well as them, they may have done that better than me, but boy, I can get things done. You have to negotiate that conflict, Erickson says. And if you successfully do that, you're able to move on then to stage five, because I want you to think about it now. Erickson has, it's a brilliance that runs through the thread of this human development process that Erickson has, because here's a child who has determined, I can be industrious. Yes, I make mistakes, and yes, I'm not as good as everybody else, but I can be industrious. And so rather than getting trapped in a sense of inferiority, I learned the power and beauty and grace and encouragement of industry. So now in stage five, the central conflict, says Erickson, is identity versus confusion. Think about that. You didn't get encouragement in stage four to be industrious versus inferior. You didn't get encouragement to think of not doing something as well as somebody else. It's not a condemnation at all, but the fact that you are doing and getting it done is a prize in your own character formation. But you didn't get that encouragement. So now you learn in stage five, who the heck am I? Who am I really? I mean, what kind of human being is so lousy, so inferior, so unable and incapable of succeeding or achieving like everybody else? Who am I? So the conflict, who am I versus I'm confused. I have an identity versus I'm confused. I know who I am with all my strengths and weaknesses, with all my achievements and failings. I know who I am. I know that I am very good at this, but not so good at that. And I'm okay with that. Oh, I can get better at this, even though I know I'm really good at that. Who am I? You know, I had a conversation with my son. He's 13, he's not 11. So he's not in age at this particular stage, but I had a conversation with him on my way to school. And he said, I think I'm the baby of the school. So I said, why would you say you're the baby of the school? He says, because I'm new compared to everybody else in the school. And they call me Lil Man. And he says, that's because I'm short. I said, you're not short. He says, yes, I'm short. And the truth is, he's not short, not by average standard height of children. He's not short, but that's how he sees himself, right? So he's forming this identity about himself. And I said, well, by the way, I call you Lil Man. He says, yeah, but you, I'm used to you calling me that. But I said, you know why I call you Lil Man? I said, I call you Lil Man because for your age, you have such mature thoughts and can articulate them so well. And your behavior is almost like adultish in some areas. And so that's why I call you Lil Man. For a long time, I called you Lil Man. I said, and I suspect your friends are doing the same thing, because when they listen to you speak, when they see your approach to things, I think what they see is like a little man. And I watched the facial expression, a sense of kind of pride in this name that he was given, right? Thing that he's being called. And I said, by the way, also your teacher told me that she hoped that the other students in the class observed you in English because how more advanced your English is and so forth. And he was like, really? So I'm an example of a good English student? I said, I think that's what she was saying. All right. So there's this wrestling that one can have with this identity versus confusion at stage five. And one has to negotiate this. And this is a crucial, crucial stage for human beings such that they form a strong, independent identity, not dependent on anybody else, so that they become frustrated as human beings, relying on other people to make them feel good about themselves, right? I want you all to stay with me because I'm gonna shock you when I do this and then go to where I'm going, okay? So if you successfully navigate stage five, which is that in this identity versus confusion stage, then think about this now. I told you, this man has a brilliant thread running through these human development stages. Stage six, the central conflict in stage six is intimacy versus isolation. Intimacy versus isolation. I submit to you, as Erickson submits to you, that it is difficult to find intimacy if you don't have a sense of your own identity. Because you're always going to be in doubt and confusion about who you really are and what the other person is trying to do to you or not trying to do to you, because you haven't a sense of your own self. And that makes it difficult to love. The Bible says the greatest of all the commandments is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your might. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor yourself. So this ability to love yourself is crucial to being able to love other people. And so if you don't negotiate this stage well, you learn not to forge good companionships, close companionships of shared value and enjoyment, but you isolate. So you become a loner, or you fear relationships. But if you're able to negotiate that stage, and this is the 19 to 40 year old stage now. So you're 19 to 40 years old. The other one was between 12 and 18, where the issue of identity versus confusion was the issue. And now between 19 and 40, we are negotiating this conflict of intimacy versus isolation. And you know that when you reach that 18 years old, who you with matters a lot, not just in terms of girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, but who are my friends? Who are the people I can count on? Who are the family members I can count on? You form loving relationships with other people, not just in terms of sexual relationships, but just loving relationships with friends and family and so forth. Then you are able to enjoy, Erickson says, intimacy this way. By the way, if any of you are interested in reading an article on this, Kendra Sherry has an article in psychosocial psychology theories on Very Well Mind that wonderfully lays this out. So stage six, once you negotiate stage six, you get to stage seven. And in stage seven, Erickson says that what you're negotiating, the conflict that you're trying to resolve, is generativity versus stagnation. Generativity versus stagnation. Okay? This is really about raising your family, working and contributing to community, because this is part of your generativity, your generating the next generation. You're generating the next society. You're generating the next community versus, you know what, I'm stuck. I'm not going anywhere. Nothing's happening. Things aren't going well. I feel like, I'm not making any difference in the world. And this is your life beyond 40, right? And then it's the last stage, which Erickson says we go through between 65 and the rest of our lives. The conflict, the central conflict after this is integrity versus despair. This is what we're negotiating, right? You're negotiating the fulfillment, the wholeness, the peace and wisdom elements of your life, those non-material, almost spiritual, metaphysical realities of life you want to have settled in your heart and in your person, so that you are not living in fear of regret and despairing that, you know what, I have amounted to nothing, I have done nothing, I'm not about anything, and so forth. Right? Now, I must say that, as Sherry points out, there are critics of this theory that suggest, for the most part, that the stages don't seamlessly follow, that you can be in one stage before you get to the next. So, but that's one of the critiques of the theory. Now, so here is why, no, Kendra Sherry, somebody's asking me, it's Cherry. And it's called Very Well Mind. Kendra Sherry. That's the lady's name. Okay, now we're gonna take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you, or really rather ask you a question connected to these stages I just took you through. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send me to the...
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services, from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With all that's going on in the world, we could all use a little more kindness. Babu Shack encourages you to join us. Kindness this holiday season. A kind word or gesture, checking on a friend or loved one, helping a family in need. The little things go a long way. Kindness changes everything. So be an agent of hope. Visit www.bekindbahamas.org and Be Kind Bahamas on social media for updates. Babu Shack reminds you that a better Bahamas begins with you.
Sheila, you okay? I see smoke coming from your window.
Chad, Johnny Moe's burning down the house frying chicken.
Your kitchen is a mess. You have insurance?
If I have insurance, I pulled my phone out, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and in no time, I was on live chat with RSA rep, sent pics of the damage, filed my claim on the spot.
Wow, I don't think my insurance got that kind of...
You got to go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever the cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also text us at 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have a text here that says, powerful SoFi. I immediately agree that if they don't get resolved early, they will retard you and you have to go back and grapple with these things again. Yeah, okay. So 8 stages, folks. Listen to me carefully. Trust versus mistrust, that's stage one. Do you learn to trust or you learn to mistrust? Stage two, autonomy versus shame and doubt. Get out there and try to be a person separate and apart from your parents and those influencers, or do you get stagnated by the mistakes that you've made and the doubts you have about yourself and start to live in a place of shame? Stage three, do you learn to take initiative and be a person of initiative versus somebody who's guilt-ridden by errors or mistakes made? Stage four, do you learn to become an industrious person versus somebody who is inferior because you keep comparing yourself to other people and you're not as good as them, but your own industry doesn't matter? Or on stage five, do you learn to have your own sense of self, your own identity versus being confused about who you are so that basically you become who people tell you you are or people suggest you are or people shame you into being or people criticize you into being? Stage six, do you learn to be someone comfortable with intimacy because of your own sense of self and identity versus somebody who isolates and, listen, I don't trust people because they only hurt you all the time, and so therefore I move myself from the fray and stay away from them. I'm not going to engage in any conflict because I don't trust people. Stage seven, where you battle with generativity, meaning you're battling with your own legacy, your own contribution to the world versus your sense of, you know what, I'm stuck. I haven't done and achieved and accomplished anything. And then stage eight, where you become about integrity versus despair, meaning you have a comfort about your own fulfillment and wisdom and a peace in the world versus despairing that it has all been for naught on your part. Now, it is easy, and I agree 100%, to simply look at our individual selves and say, my God, where am I in this? Where am I? Have I negotiated properly any of these stages or all of these stages, depending on which age and where I am? That's easy. I leave that to you. That's not what I'm talking. Ask you is, let's suppose that Erikson's theory of human development had application to our country development. I ask you this question, where would you put the Bahamas in its development, in its collective psychological mental development? Where would you put the Bahamas, right, in these 8 stages? Are we still grappling with trust versus mistrust? Meaning, are we satisfied or with what might be our parents, right? To some degree, the government, the world that is the source of our basic supply, et cetera, the national security, the health, and all these kinds of things. Are we here still grappling with whether we should trust them or not trust them? Are we negotiated that and now moved on to this? Now we're battling with autonomy versus shame and guilt. Are we a group of people who have accepted that we are separate and apart from everybody else and our own selves? And we aren't stuck because we've made mistakes, we haven't gotten it right, and thinking all we shame, we're living in doubt of our own selves. Are we at stage two? Are we as a country moved on from stage two and now grappling with initiative, the extent to which we are going to try and do our own kinds of things and experiment with our own kinds of ways of being and doing. And we're not going to get stuck because we might not get it right. And we might actually make some huge blunders in the process and so become so guilt ridden that we can't move on to the next stage. Are we at stage three in our country development? Are we at stage four where we are grappling with, are we really a productive people? Are we really an industrious people versus we're not as good as everybody else in the world? We're not as good as Singapore. We're not as good as Cayman Islands. We're not as good as Barbados. We're not as good as Bermuda. Or we're not as good as Canada because we ignore our own achievements, accomplishments, industry, and we're stuck in some inferiority complex. Have we resolved that conflict? Or have we resolved it and moved on to stage five where we have a sense of our own identity? We know who we are as Bahamians. We know what it means to be Bahamian, or are we confused about that? We haven't really gotten that straight yet because we didn't get straight the whole notion of, you know, the things that we achieved. And that was our industry that allowed us to do that. So in this confidence in ourselves, we have an identity about ourselves. And so I'm not confused, bro. Don't get it wrong. I don't get it twisted. I'm not a Jamaican. I'm not an American. I'm not a Canadian. I'm not a German. I'm not a British, an Englishman. I am Bahamian, not because my passport says so, not because my birth origin says so. I'm Bahamian because whatever that collective identity that causes somebody to say they're Bahamian is Bahamian, that's me, bro. That's me. Or have we negotiated that and moved on to the place where we can be intimate as a country? Where we can forge relationships with other people based not merely on what we can extract from them, but with what together in loving relationship we can do with each other. We know how to be friends with other nations and peoples. We know how to be cooperative with other nations and peoples. Or are we not there yet? So we isolate ourselves. We want to be an island unto ourselves. Don't let them come here. Don't let them take over there. We are not able yet to get beyond that. Or are we at stage seven where we are in this generativity stage? Well, or versus stagnation stage where we are saying, listen, man, what's going to be the Bahamian legacy? What is it? What is the gift we're going to leave to the world? What is that thing we're going to produce in the world and it stands out to the world? Versus, child, we ain't about nothing. We ain't going to do nothing. We ain't going to achieve nothing. Or did we move on? We are fulfilled. We feel fulfilled. We feel at peace with ourselves. Versus despairing, we'll never amount to nothing. All this time, these 50, almost 50 years, been a waste of time because we ain't nothing but a lousy, no good nation. Where are we, you think, my friends, on this development stages, if you have been keeping up with me? I'm gonna give you some time to think about it. I am deadly serious. Where are we collectively? Are we infants, toddlers, preteens, teens, between 19 and 40 maybe? Are we between 40 and 65? Or are we over 65? Not the independent number of our years, but the characteristic feature of our collective psychological self as a people. That's the question. We have some text here. This text says, I think we are collectively at stage four, says that person, okay? Says where we too often underestimate our own efforts and success. Wow. Okay, so you say we are still in that conflict between industry versus inferiority. Wow. Wow. I have my thoughts too, so I'll share them a little later on, but wow, thank you. It's Texas. We are still developing in every aspect as a country. Lots of room for improvement, and that's starting with overall digitization. Hopefully we monitor that and have the experts involved to ensure it runs properly. But we want which stage, though? That's the issue. Not You know, any person can always be more of anything. So it really is like that's a given that you, even if you're bright, you can be brighter. Even if you're strong, you can be stronger. So it's this notion that we can be better and we are developing at everything. That's true, but it doesn't really help us appreciate maybe like what is a central point of negotiating to go beyond, right? So I'm looking for which stage do you think we're at? This text says, Mr. Lang, you sound like a poet. Well, I'm not trying to. You're listening to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're gonna take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about where is the Bahamas in its collective psychological development insofar as Erickson's theory of development is concerned. Where are we? If you think it applies, we'll be back after this break.
Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you make it down the same road.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public, its customers, and residents of Taylor Street, Nassau Village, that the corporation will commence improvement work on January 31st, 2022, for a period of 10 weeks. During this period, there may be interruption in water supply, road closures, and detours around the work area. Where possible, motorists are asked to avoid the area between the hours of 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your patience as they work to improve their level of service.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. A new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 426 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, great show as usual. We are toddlers, says this person, which means you are suggesting we are at stage two, where we are grappling with the conflict of autonomy versus shame and doubt. We still are operating as a third world country, you say. We are so far behind in technology, which actually works in our benefit because people come here to get away or hide or lay low, as they say. All right. Okay, we have some more text here. Let me see. This text says, and I don't agree we as a people want to be isolated from the world. We just want others who want to be a part of our country to be law-abiding citizens coming to and contributing to our country in the correct manner. Well, I'm not entirely sure who you are disagreeing or agreeing with, because nobody said we don't want people isolating. We at the stage describes the conflict as between isolating and intimacy. So we are stuck on all of them at one time. Okie dokie. We are stuck on all of them at one time. Okay. Well, I don't have too many respondents to it. Maybe you missed a point. I don't know. Where are we? As a collective group, I mean, what's our, not everybody need be of this mindset in the country, but if you listen broadly enough, you can get a sense of what we think as a general group of people. And if you examine our policies, you can get a sense. So let me give you an example. If you look at the way the government of the Bahamas operates, and I'm talking about over the years now, so this is not any administration, but the government of the Bahamas. The Bahamas is certainly, by way of government behavior, not an isolationist country. That has not been our approach. We have welcomed the world. We have gone out to the world. We have connected with the world diplomatically. We have engaged with the world in terms of trade. Maybe we haven't embraced some of the wider trade arrangements, but we've done trades. We're in trade with the world. So open economy, because if you look at our import and exports as a percentage of our GDP, it is huge, like in the 80-90% range, right? So we are a very open country. So we're certainly, from a government operation point of view, we're certainly not not an isolationist country. In terms of the government's operation, we're not a mistrusting country either. We're not mistrusting. We tend to operate with other countries on a very trusting basis, right? We engage with the Europeans, we engage with the Americans, we engage with the South Americans, and we engage with the Asians. So we are not a mistrusting people, right? We've come to, insofar as the government is concerned, we've come to trust the world as a place where we can feed ourselves, where we can take care of ourselves, where we can grow ourselves. Now, are we, when we look at our government, an autonomous group, meaning that we tend to act in our own sense of self versus reliance on other people? Yes, for the most part, yes. No one dictates to us our policies on education, on culture, our policies on immigration, et cetera, and so forth. We have engaged in international arrangements that we have agreed to participate consistently with, but we did that autonomously. We did that on our own behalf. And so, no, we're not, it'd be hard to say from a government point of view that we're not an autonomous people, given that we do act of our first colonial lords and even our powerful neighbor to the north, though we tend to consider what they do. Now, are we a group that takes initiative and believe in taking initiative versus having some shame about and guilt about mistakes we've made? I would dare say to you that this conflict is maybe something we should look closely at. There is the Bahamas. If you look at government, the government of the Bahamas, over the years, are we a country that take initiative, meaning independent of anybody else, we decide this is good to do, this is good to pursue, or do we follow the lead as we see other people do? I want to rest there and ask you to help me with that question, because I'm saying, as a government, I think we're not on stage one, so we're not infants. We're not on stage two, we're not toddlers. But are we maybe in that preteen where this notion of initiative versus being scared to make mistakes and what have you may cause us to be paralyzed by guilt? Are we there? This text says, what a very interesting topic. We are at stage three mostly. See, this person texted that before I was making the point that I was making, says, what an interesting topic. We are at stage three, mostly struggling to get to stage four. We don't trust our own help grow ourselves. Wow. I did not with that individual. Okay. And I'm curious. I'm curious if we sit down. Let's do it this way. Please tell me, based on what you've heard, if you agree that we are not at stage one. Please. Some people text me, say, no, we're not at stage one, or yes, we're stage one still. We're not in that trust versus mistrust stage of development. Tell me first. So then we're gonna move on if I can get a sense from you that we're not there. Or we're not in stage two, where we're toddlers. Okay, so somebody says we're not in stage one. That's one person. I need at least a couple of more people, and then I'll believe. This person says we're not at stage one and two. Okay, so we have a couple of people. So we're not, you can tell me too, we're not at stage two. We're not at that toddler stage where we are fighting with autonomy versus shame and doubt. Okay. So I have I've got another one. We're not at stage one or two. Okay, good. All right, good. So we're not at stage one or two. This text, let me read this text, this might be important. This person says, problem with that general measure of the country based on government interactions and decisions, et cetera, is that our government very often does things that does not match what most of the people want, or it benefits a very small portion while being a detriment to the rest. Well, here's the thing. If you listen to me, what I was saying is, I'm saying from a government perspective, right? So if you want to offer what you think the people's perspective is, please do that. But I'm offering, based on observation, where I think the government is. So you're right, it may not reflect what the people's offering is, but advance the discussion if the only thing we do is offer a critique of a perspective. Okay, so you don't think looking at the government's perspective gets you there. Well, tell me what you think the country's perspective is. Then we can take that on board. So, we agree that we are not at stages one or two for the most part based on the responses I've gotten, right? What about stage three? Are we those 3 to 5 year olds grappling with self-initiative, developing a sense of, listen, man, I can do things no matter how other people feel or think, or I can do things. I don't need to be directed to do things. I can do things. I can look at new ways of doing things. I can look at different ways of doing things. And you know, maybe I'll make a mistake. Maybe I'll get it wrong. But I'm not going to be guilted by that. I'm just going to understand that I can learn. So someone here, text says, yes, indeed, stage three. That's where we are. We are at stage three in our development. In other words, we are 3 to 5 year olds in human terms, but in country terms, we are tender age of, boy, am I gonna be comfortable taking initiative, or do I need to have folk move me along, right? What do you think? Stage three, are we there? See, you can't, I mean, it may be true, actually, we may have some elements of stage four in there, but can we agree that stage three describes us? That this is about, we're still trying to develop a sense of self-initiative. We're still trying to be self-directed and emerge with a strong sense of our own independent decision-making. It says, Mr. Lang, stage three ain't good. Stage three just as bad as stage two. First of all, let me say, this is the mistake we make. Remember now, God created human beings. And a child grappling with trust, mistrust, that's just a natural state of their development. So how do you say that's good or bad? It's not a question of it being good or bad. It's a stage. It's where you are as a child. It's not good or bad. It's where you are. And the idea is Can you negotiate it in such a way that you can get at what you need to get at so you can get to stage two? That's if you run around thinking stage one is bad, stage two is bad, or stage three is bad, you're missing a very important point. It's not a matter of bad. A child is an infant is an infant. What is bad about an infant having to figure out, do I trust these people around me or do I not trust these people around me? It is going to depend on the experience the infant has. And that infant, if it has bad experiences with its parents, it may generalize that experience into the rest of the world, such that the infant says the world cannot be trusted. Anybody, nobody can be trusted. That's the issue. It's not a question of it being bad. I'm sorry. So I just want to help you appreciate that. Okay. What is true is you don't want to lose an opportunity to move on. That's and mature and grow. That's what you don't want to do. You don't want to not develop into the next stage. But these are not natural progressions, and that is true for countries as well. Countries go through natural progressions, my friend. It's been documented, research, the same experiences, but there is a characteristic, a set of characteristics that are typical of developing, of countries as they develop. This text says we are at stage three. We need to continue to develop. We also need to follow rules, regulations, policies, laws, and conventions that will assist us in our further development. That's an important point that's made. Listen, we're going to take a break for news, ladies and gentlemen, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Golan, your host.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public, its customers, and residents of Taylor Street, Nassau Village, that the corporation will commence improvement work on January 31st, 2022, for a period of 10 weeks. During this period, there may be interruption in water supply, road closures, and detours around the work area. Where possible, motorists are asked to avoid the area between the hours of 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your patience as they work to improve their level of service.
With all that's going on in the world, we could all use a little more kindness. Babu Shack encourages you to join us as we spread and share kindness this holiday season. A kind word or gesture, checking on a friend or loved one, helping a family in need. The little things go a long way. Kindness changes everything. So be an agent of hope. Visit www.BeKindBahamas.org and Be Kind Bahamas on social media for updates. Babu Shack reminds you that a better Bahamas begins with you.
I see smoke coming from your window.
Chad, Johnny Mo's burning down the house frying chicken.
Your kitchen is a mess. You have insurance?
If I have insurance, I pulled my phone out, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and in no time, I was on live chat with RSA rep, sent pics of the damage, filed my claim on the spot.
Wow, I don't think my insurance got that kind of...
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody,
welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabbat Golan, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call at all on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can text me on 439-3043 or on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. We're talking about, or we were asking the question, which stage of development based on, say, Eric Erickson's theory of human development you think the Bahamas is. This text says, I never said I had an answer to that problem. I was just pointing it out. No need to get defensive. I'm sorry if I sounded defensive. Forgive me, please. That was not my intent. I was just pointing out something, but this text said something before we went to the break that I think is helpful to further in our discussions. It says we are at stage three. We need to continue to develop. We also need relations, policies, laws, and conventions that will assist us in our further development. You know, and what I wanted to get from that is this. In the further development of the person, there's oftentimes the need for some guidance. So if you look at the child, right? The child comes to rely on parents, maybe guardians, maybe counselors, teachers, to kind of help them get through as they work through these development stages. Because sometimes you know you make a mistake, and if you're a child, you really don't know how to deal with it, right? Because you can make that mistake, and in the front of people, you can suffer such shame that you get stuck. Or if there's some guiding voice or guiding light there, they can say to you, well, you know, all of us have made mistakes, and this happens. It tends to happen when you don't have as much information, when you don't have as much experience. And so the child can learn, okay, great, I did that. And the other person says it was a great attempt. You know, it didn't get done, but you didn't get done what you wanted to get done, but it was a great attempt. And if you kind of refine that, you might be able to do it better. So the child learns to move on with confidence, knowing that, yes, I can take initiatives and maybe I get it wrong, but if I do, I can maybe get it right. And then even as adults, we may have a spouse, we might have a friend, we might have parents and others who can still be there providing us with some perspectives and that kind of way. So generally speaking, there's when we do it successfully, it's because we have some guidance, whether we learn it by an interaction with somebody else or by through books and what have you. We learn to move on. Many people don't, because they don't have that guidance. And I wonder to some degree that in the context of a country, like, you know, how do you get guidance? Where do you get that guidance from, right? Now, insofar as the government is concerned, what has tended to happen is the government has drawn on the experiences of other countries. So the Bahamas didn't invent national insurance. The Bahamas didn't invent universities and colleges, didn't invent the institutions of government. We got those things from other people, right? I want you, in fact, to think of one thing that the Bahamas has created as an institution that doesn't reflect something it picked up from the world. One thing. Somebody name me one thing. One thing that you could say we created and generated that no one else in the world is known for having. Just one thing. Let's look at it. Did we create hospitals? No. Did we create government? No. Did we create Westminster system of government? No. Did we create democracy? No. Did we create the police force? No. Did we create defense force? No. Did we create immigration departments? No. Did we create immigration laws? No. Did we create tourism? No. Like, what did we create? National insurance? No. National health insurance? No. Ministries, departments of youth? No. Ministries, departments of education? No. Ministries, departments of public works? No. Courts, Supreme Court, appeals court, magistrate courts? No. What did we create? Infrastructure systems? No. Ports? No. What has the Bahamas created, generated, that it did not get from elsewhere? How many ideas have we had improved on that we didn't seek out international consultancies to help us with? Not many. So it in a sense, we have drawn on the experiences of others. So I'm not condemning us for having drawn on the wisdom and experiences of others. I'm saying this is a part of the development process for even human beings. As you draw on those time, information helpful and useful to survival and thriving, right? That just makes sense. In fact, the whole human species is based on that. The idea of genetic transference is that through genes, information is transferred from one generation to the next generation that represents learning about what best fits and makes sense, so that human beings have gotten better, stronger, smarter over time by being able to pass on this information genetically and otherwise. We have libraries that have been filled with information that we have borrowed upon. One scientist comes to an understanding that gets passed on to another scientist or set of scientists, and that new knowledge is built upon so that we get better technology, we get better information, and so forth. And so we learn to rely on the past experiences, the expertise of others, so that we can move along our development process. But if we come to a place where we don't have that guidance, we can get stuck, right? So let's say that we are right, that we are at that stage three, where we are trying to develop our own sense of initiative, where we are trying to deal with the issue of guilt. Then what we have to do at this stage, because in this stage with the human child, what happens is that child needs to, one, be allowed to be self-directed, and then to be encouraged to be self-directed, right? And so at this stage now, if that's where we are, where are we getting the encouragement? Where are we getting the direction to be self-directed? Now, here's what is crucial. This here, let me see, okay. The direction of the country is not day to day in the hands of its people. Day to day, the direction of the country is in the hands of the cabinet of the Bahamas. The Constitution gives the cabinet that responsibility. And so largely what decision is made about the direction is made by the cabinet of the Bahamas. It determines what laws will be made, what laws will be repealed, what laws will be amended. It decides what relationships the country will have, which relationships the country will not have. It decides what policies will prevail, what policies will not prevail. It decides on all these collective things about the country, right? So no matter what the people are feeling, ultimately the direction is determined by the policymakers who are the cabinet of the Bahamas. So the question becomes one of where is the cabinet of the Bahamas getting its guidance, encouragement, and so forth? That is a crucial question, right? The agenda of the cabinet is determined by the prime minister. Now, all the cabinet ministers put items for submission on the agenda. But in terms of priority, that determination is made by the prime minister. So where is he getting his guidance, direction? What is he being encouraged to do? Is he being encouraged to be self-directed? Is he being encouraged to take initiative? How do we know? Is the cabinet being encouraged to do that? What is the mindset prevailing there? Dynamism there. Now, I can tell you that from my experience, there is a great tendency to defer to the prime minister on matters of government and national direction. There is almost oftentimes a kind of waiting around to see what the prime minister will do, what the prime minister will say, what the prime minister will direct, right? It's like you're on a team and LeBron James is on your team. And basically you kind of taking your cues from LeBron, you know, what's LeBron gonna do? And what sometimes that happens is the individual potential and possibilities of the other members of the team can be stifled because there is this waiting around to see what the main man is going to do. But even if that is the case, the question is, I mean, I want you to think about it now. Sir Lyndon Pindling, as brilliant as he was, Hubert Ingraham, as brilliant as he was, Perry Christie, as brilliant as he was, Hubert Minnis, as brilliant as he was, these are men of limited capacity, right? They can't have, and have never had, and will never have all of the answers. They are not, because they have ascended to those high offices filled with wisdom of national accomplishment and achievement. They're not. I'm sorry. I mean, anyone who thought that or thinks that is just utterly untrue. So if they themselves understand that, and I believe most did, the question is where are they getting their guidance? This is a crucial question, because is that guidance capable of helping them help us navigate through the stages of development that we need to be navigated through? This is an important question. What is the collective intelligence, the collective wisdom, the collective capacity of the cabinet of the Bahamas to be able to get us from one stage of national development to another stage, such that we can achieve our potential, right? We know that individually, they're all limited. Every minister, everyone that has ever been in office and everyone that is in office and will be in office will be limited. Together, they build more strength if they use that collective brain power, right? But yet again, they're still, even in that collective brain power, they're limited. So there is a sense in which stretching out beyond themselves and getting some guidance, some direction, some encouragement from others can be useful in building a sense of identity and building a sense of initiative and building a sense of industry. This Texas cabinet may be getting advice from technical leads who are stuck at various stages, equal stage three mostly. Could be. That's possible, but it's still a wise thing to be seeking out guidance and help yourself, though. That's still wise, right? That's still wise, right? So it is an important understand the limitations that we have, because we are where we are, you know? You're not criticizing the infant for being an infant having to negotiate its trust, mistrust stage. You're not criticizing the toddler for having to negotiate its autonomy doubt stage. You're not criticizing, it is where the toddler is. You're not criticizing any human being at any stage of their development. You are acknowledging that stage and where they are and trying to determine what it takes to get to the next place. I listen to us as we speak. I hear us as we speak. And I listen to a voice that is, you know, the psychologist and the psychiatrist. Sometimes I don't know which, I guess one is the practitioner and the other one is the researcher and what have you, right? But there is a recognition that we are all, almost all of us have what is called self-talk. That is, you know, that voice in your head that's constantly talking, it is always talking, right? We don't often answer, I mean, it's constantly talking, but what they have discovered is the one of the characteristics of that voice is that it is really negative. It is mostly negative. It does not mostly give us positive self-talk. It negatively talks to us about our mistakes, about our past, about our regrets, about our uncertainties, and it is constant, and it's constant. And if left unchecked, it can really have and take a toll on your mental well-being, right? So this Bahamian's expressions on radio and newspaper and television can almost be regarded as a sense of self-talk for the nation. It's like we're talking to ourselves. And I ask you to consider, is that self-talk mostly negative or mostly positive? I ask you, if your speaking reflected the self-talk that we do, the question is that self-talk negative mostly or positive? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Marsh the car. The lady run into me, Marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to
the app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
I'm not afraid.
ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. We have a call on the line. Do we still have the caller? Go ahead, caller. Okay, we missed you. Sorry about that. If you want to give us a call, the numbers to do so are 323-623-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a text here says, the majority of the citizenry believes that the PM and the cabinet has all the answers by the mere fact of their title, which like you said is untrue, but consultations with persons who are experts in the various fields provides the guidance and direction. This text says, I don't agree. We as a people want to be isolated from, we already read that. Read it before, in case you missed it. All right. So we are at some stage or the other. I happen to think that that 3-4 stage is where we are kind of anchored to. I think we want to take initiatives. We want to believe we can do some independent, innovative, creative things. Maybe the truth is there isn't anything new under the sun, and so maybe there's nothing new to be done. But I think we want to feel like we are out there doing our own thing in the world, and maybe to some degree, to the extent that nobody's really basically telling us every day what to do, we are. But we definitely are grappling at stage 4 and stage 3 and 4, sorry, where I think that we sometimes battle a sense of inferiority, not in the straightforward sense that we don't believe we're better than others. I think sometimes we are almost, well, we certainly compare ourselves to others a lot and think that because they are either like small like us or island like us or something like us, we ought to be something in the way of them. The problem with us doing that is we never quite comprehensively look at them. So we take parts of them. So for instance, if we look at Singapore, we look at it economically and we like that and what it's done in terms of all of its top title listings and things, and we like that, but we dismiss the fact that there is an authoritarian governance regime in Singapore that we wouldn't tolerate because we couldn't tolerate a competent authority acting the way it acted in the pandemic. But in Singapore, I mean, this is an ordinary constant thing. In the Bahamas, we think certain things are too harsh to be done by the government. In Singapore, you go and steal somebody's something and you could get your hands cut off and so forth. So we dismiss that. We look at many countries that we compare ourselves to, and we like some things about it, but we don't talk about the other things when we talk about those things that we like to be comparing them to, because what you will find is that there are sacrifices in areas of freedom, areas of indebtedness, and so forth that countries make in order to be able to achieve what they have achieved. The other day, I saw in a group a pictogram that showed all of the countries of the world and their indebtedness, right? But it did so by showing the indebtedness as a set of concentric circles. So in other words, at the center of the pictogram were the most indebted countries. And that was the first circle. Japan was in that first circle. And then in the second circle on the outside of that which was the next set of most indebted countries, were countries like Canada and those. And then on the next rim circle was another set of countries and so forth. The Bahamas was like on the first to the last concentric circle, meaning that compared to all the other countries nearer the middle, the Bahamas wasn't as heavily indebted. So the country in the middle, like Japan, was 240% debt to GDP ratio, while the United States 140 something and so forth and so forth. The Bahamas was at 102% debt to GDP ratio. And so the Bahamas was not anywhere close to the most indebted country in terms of debt to GDP ratio, as demonstrated by this pictogram. But here is what, in commenting about it, some people may have missed. Practically, almost all, if not certainly most of the countries that are the most indebted are the most developed countries on planet Earth. United States of America, Japan, Germany, United Kingdom, Canada, all of these are amongst the most highly indebted countries in terms of debt to GDP ratio, but look at those nations in terms of living. The countries that have the least debt, no one in this country that I am aware of would choose to live in them. Was quite an interesting observation. Does that mean go in debt so that you can be more developed? That's not the argument I make. The observation I make is that while we compare ourselves to people, we also need to take account of what those people did to get where they are. We have to look at one of the reasons why parents used to say to us as children all the time, you know, be careful how you look in on other people's things. You don't know how they get there, you don't know what they do to get there, and you don't know what they have to do to stay there. Be careful how you're looking at other people's things, was the advice we used to get very often from our parents. And it's true. I saw a quote the other day that I actually posted on Facebook, and it says that comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison is the thief of joy, because a comparison is almost bound to be fraught with deficiencies. It doesn't mean we can't compare. I'm not suggesting we shouldn't. I'm just saying we should be careful, because we don't know what other people have done and are doing to get what they get and to achieve what they have achieved. And so for the Bahamas, I would want to, I believe, try to look at our own development, where we are, clarify what it is we want, would like to achieve, and try to find a strategy to achieve it. Right? And to some degree, in trying to define that strategy, we may find in a moment of sheer honesty that we are so limited in our capacity that we need help to get where we are trying to get. And so we go out and get that help. Doesn't matter if we get it from at home. So, and by this I mean the government, because they're the ones acting on our behalf. That we go and get the help. If the help is to be found and can be found at home, no problem. We get the help from home. If we can't get that help from home, we go abroad, but we get the help, because after all, what is it that we want? We want to be able to execute the strategy that gets us to the place where we are seeking to get to achieve the things that we are seeking to achieve. And we cannot have so much pride that we are unwilling to know, to accept that there are lacks in our own ability, resources, and the like. And therefore, there is a need for us to go and seek out the help we require to get us what we need. That just makes sense. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Trivago Line, your host. We'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public, its customers, and residents of Taylor Street, Nassau Village, that the corporation will commence improvement work on January 31st, 2022, for a period of 10 weeks. During this period, there may be interruption in water supply, road closures, and detours around the work area. Where possible, motorists are asked to avoid the area between the hours of 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused as they work to improve their level of service.
With all that's going on in the world, we could all use a little more kindness. Babu Shack encourages you to join us as we spread and share kindness this holiday season. A kind word or gesture, checking on a friend or loved one, helping a family in need. The little things go a long way. Kindness changes everything. So be an agent of hope. Visit www.bekindbahamas.org and be kind Bahamas on social media for updates. Babu Shack reminds you that a better Bahamas begins with you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today. Do we have a call on the line? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hello. Do we have a call on the line? Oh, sorry. Okay, good. So there you have it. Countries like people can go through various stages and possibly and our country certainly is going through its stages of development. I think based on at least the people who participated in the discussion today, we seem to be at a stage of development in which we are still trying to come into our own, develop our own sense of self. This text says, the inner chat is very real, but it depends on the outlook of the person where that inner talk takes a positive turn or negative turn. That is true. That is true. It also depends on what that person heard in the formative period of its life in terms of its own sense of self as well. This text says, the quote I tell my boys all the time, comparison is the thief of joy. It's serious and it is true. Yeah, that's a fight that many of us will be fighting for a long time. It's not comparing ourselves to other people. That becomes especially challenging when you get to these later years in your 50s and 60s, where you start thinking about your own legacy, thinking about your own sense of fulfillment. And then you start looking around and, oh, that one is doing this and the next one has achieved that. And all of a sudden now your life sucks and nothing went right. And you've been kept from this and you've been stagnated about that. And you become a victim. Thing has kept you down, kept you back. And I mean, it's like we take all of what God has done in our lives and all the abundance that we have been saying thankful prayers for years, you know, and we say, none of it matters. It's bonkers. And we become bitter creatures. We become angry creatures. We become people who are lashing out at and really just hating on the world. And it becomes a sad affair. A country can do that. And you can become very distrustful of other peoples, the others. You can become quite willing to live conflictively with people, with the others. And you isolate yourself into a state of discontentment. And the world becomes a very dark place, a very lonely place, a very hateful place. But there's also the other side of the coin, where you work your way through these conflicts, you work your way through these difficulties and these challenges. And what happens is, as you do so, you move on from strength to strength and you mature. And even though life never becomes easy, it becomes more manageable. And as a people, you kind of, even in your challenges, even in your dark days, even in your difficult times, you come to believe in your capacity to get beyond your present and to find your way again. You never lose hope. You never fail to have confidence that this too will pass. And you never feel alone because you learn to trust your comrades. You learn to trust your inner circle. You learn to trust the people who have your best interests at heart and whose best interests you have at heart. And together, you'll learn to walk and march forward with grace and peace and assurance until you get to where you want to get. And it becomes a beautiful thing to observe. It becomes a beautiful thing to feel and to experience. I honestly believe that we have lived too long. We've lived a long while not feeling really good as a people, good about ourselves, and what we can do, be, and achieve. More often than not, what we do is we live feeling bad that we are not what we think we should be or do or could be. But we don't live in gratitude for what we are until some significant devastation happens somewhere else in the world. And then maybe we say, thank God that's not us. But don't live daily in the gratitude of our present achievements and hope of what we can do and be in the future. We must have in a sense of connectedness to other people that permits us to enjoy life in the moment, because in reality, it is mostly an enjoyment that comes from that connectedness. This text says, I love what you said to your son. A loving father guides his children to grow into their own positively. In the same way, we need good leaders. Great show and wonderful last words from you. So, you know, we continue to have the opportunity, right? We continue to have before us this whole enterprise we call the Bahamas. All its triumphs, all its tragedies, all its successes, all its failings, all its developments, and all its underdevelopments. This is the enterprise, right? It is kind of unrealistic to sit around beefing about what it hasn't done, where it is in relation to everybody else, and so forth. It's like as an observation of where we are not compared to where we'd like to be, that's great, because that then motivates us to take the steps that maybe we can take to get there. But to sit around like an infant sitting around going, oh, I hate that I'm here where I'm struggling with trust and mistrust. I hate that I'm only 1 year old and I can't get up and run and do my own thing. Or the toddler getting up and, oh, I hate that I can't take care of myself altogether. The toddler struggles to get to the place where. Maybe this is what Jesus meant when he said, listen, unless you become as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom, because what happens is little children aren't wrestling with their complaints about their lives. They're wrestling with their interest in living out their potential. And they look for guidance and they look for direction and they try and they fail and they try. And yeah, they cry and they whine sometimes, but they get up and they try and they fail. And to the extent that they have good and responsible and mature people in their lives, they learn to keep pressing on. They learn to be confident. They learn to just, hey, keep moving. And in time, you will get there. I don't know if the attitudes and dispositions and representations that we hear in the media by way of, say, a Facebook or by way of a WhatsApp or by way of these talk shows or by way of the letters to the editor, et cetera, I don't know if they all together are reflective of the collective people of the Bahamas, but if they are, I can say that there's a fair amount of cynicism in the country, a fair amount of skepticism in the country, and a fair amount of low morale in the country. And it tells me that in terms of that eight stages, that we are dominantly stuck in maybe three or four of it. And therefore, we maybe should get some help. Where do we get that help from? Let me tell you something. I can tell you all this before. I said this before. I'm going to say it again. If you are a prime minister, a minister in the cabinet, a member of parliament, a senator, if you are a preacher, bishop, if you're a head of a religious organization, if you're a head of a civic organization, you're an educator, and a leadership in education, if you're a business leader, your platform is one that can be used to encourage us along these stages of development, that your voice can rise, not only to talk about your profits, not only to talk about your votes, not only to talk about your opponents, not only to talk about the narrow interest that you are pursuing, but to encourage the souls and minds and hearts of the people of this country to get over, to press on, to dig deep, to take stock, to try and try again, to get up and try again, to know that they are more than the sum total of their past experiences. They are more than the thoughts that have floated in their heads. And that they are, in point of fact, all the possibilities that they are prepared to engage in developing into the people that they are seeking to become. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I trust you have a wonderful evening. The Hit Black is next. God bless you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.